It only takes one sip of an ice-cold summer drink from McDonald's to give you a quick break from the office, and you're at a party in the Hamptons. You spot future wifey walking up, and she says...
Can you move your chair?
What?
So I can vacuum under there.
With so many flavors, where will your sip take you?
This summer, come to McDonald's and try a refreshing $2 small McCafe drink, like a frozen strawberry lemonade or a $1 any size soft drink. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It only takes one sip of an ice-cold summer drink from McDonald's to give you a quick break from the office, and you're at a party in the Hamptons. You spot future wifey walking up, and she says...
Can you move your chair?
What?
So I can vacuum under there.
With so many flavors, where will your sip take you?
This summer, come to McDonald's and try a refreshing $2 small McCafe drink, like a frozen strawberry lemonade or a $1 any size soft drink. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host, and I got to tell you, this is an exciting week if you are a comedy fan, all right? BritBox has an exclusive, which is a not-to-miss show, all right? It's called Hold the Sunset. Why am I excited about Hold the Sunset? Well, it marks the almost 43-year hiatus from situation comedy of John Cleese. That's right. John Cleese, one of comedy's biggest names, the man who was one of the founders of the comedy troupe Monty Python, the creator of Basil Fawlty, of course, Fawlty Towers. He now returns to situation comedy in Hold the Sunset. It's a BritBox exclusive. It drops on the 12th of September, which is Wednesday. So that's why I'm excited. Now, what's Hold the Sunset about? Well, in short, it's about two retired neighbors, Phil, who's played by Cleese, and Edith, played by respected British actress Alison Steadman. Now, they both are widowed. They've been dating for a while, and they figure it's time to take things to the next level. That's right. The duo is considering getting married, moving somewhere warm where they can enjoy their golden years. Maybe it's going to be Spain. Well, those plans get tossed out of the window when Edith's 50-year-old son, Roger, played by Jason Watkins, who's been married for 20 years, decides he's going to move back in with mom after walking out on his wife and their two children and also quitting his job. Well, pandemonium reigns supreme, but it is absolute and total delightfully written, well done, well acted comedy. It is, of course, Hold the Sunset. And I got to tell you something. We are very pleased to have our guest this week be Joanna Scanlon, who's part of that cast. She plays Sandra, who is Edith's daughter and Roger's sister. Joanna, thanks for joining us. And you got to be excited about going to work every day when you're dealing with the likes of comic royalty in John Cleese and, of course, Alison Steadman.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning of it, because we have Anne Reed, we have Jason Watkins, we have Rosie Cavallero. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the top, the top of their game. These are people that I would dream of working with any of them in my lifetime, and let alone putting them into one show. And I'm lucky to be there with them. I mean, really, they are proper comedy royalty.
Well, Holding the Sun, I've had so many people tell me that it's one of the most relatable shows that they've seen in years, because of the way that so many people are finding that, older children are coming back to the home.
Yeah, yeah, for all sorts of reasons. I mean, I think in the Western world, one of our, the sort of pernicious problems is property prices. So when somebody breaks up with some, you know, in this case, we have a son, Roger, who's breaking up with his wife, where's he going to go? He can't afford to buy something else or even rent something else, especially in his case, because he decides he doesn't even want to go back to his job. So he's moving in back in with mom. And it's very much the bank of mom and dad. You know, it's sort of returning back to the womb and hoping that everything's going to go back to the simplicity of yesteryear. And I think that's something that is a very relatable situation. It's happening all over the place.
Of course, Roger, Jason Watkins, who plays your brother, you guys have a really fun give and take relationship. I love it when you guys are together. It is just magic. What's it like?
Yeah, Jason and I have worked with together before. I've known Jason a long time. Mm-hmm. So I think that helps, the fact that, you know, we once played a married couple a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's something that, you know, you sort of ease in because you've got a bit of repartee to start with. But Sandra and Roger as siblings mm-hmm. they've got the classic sibling relationship where Sandra is the bossy older sister.
Right.
Roger is the weaselly, undermining younger brother. And, you know, Sandra thinks she knows best. Roger is always going to capsize her ideas and try to get the best for himself, but he's never going to do so in a very upfront way because, mm-hmm. you know, at one point when they were kids, she was bigger than him. You know, and that's the truth of brothers and sisters.
That's true. You know, one of the things that I love, and I've always loved about you in so many of the shows you are in, you have this ability to shoot a look at someone and that look, you don't even have to deliver a line. The look itself is funny. And it's just one of those things that, you know, some comedians and some people who play, and you play, of course, drama and comedy, but you just have that innate ability to utilize just facial expressions or stop in the middle of a sentence. And it just, you know, it just cuts right to it. And it's such a treat to watch you, what you work, and certainly in this show, it is without question.
Thank you. And I think one of the things we want to do when we watch characters on screen is we want to know what they're thinking.
Right.
And, you know, in real life, we read people not so much by what they say, but mm-hmm. but how, you know, what's coming over, what the sort of aura around them and the looks that they give, you know, that whole question of the,
sure.
the resting bitch face or, you know, mm-hmm. those sort of ideas. However somebody's face lies is what we're taking as the reality of their thoughts. And I think you can really play with that in comedy. To me, one of the funniest things, and it's a really simple thing, is somebody saying something and meaning something completely other, often the opposite. That to me is just funny. I see it around me all the time. And, you know, I watch it in real life and it makes me smile in real life, let alone, you know, when I see it done in comedy. So I think that's something I'm always looking for, is the opportunity to betray my inner life. You know, the leaking
right.
of true emotion, as opposed to what one is in whatever the situation might be, but probably in polite terms, what one's meant to say.
Is Sandra somebody that you know? I mean, the character, obviously. Is it someone, do you draw from anything with Sandra?
The only thing I'm drawing from with Sandra is the fact that I myself have a younger brother.
Okay.
He is probably about the same age difference that these two have.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm, you know, love him dearly, and we're not at all rivalrous
right.
for our mother's affections or anything. But there's something about the fact that it slots very neatly and nicely into my own life shape. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know what it's like to have a brother, and I know what it's like to be bossy with a brother.
Right.
So there's something about that that suits me, and it fits very neatly. And it doesn't feel like a stretch, you know?
You know, we talked about the fact that you have, without question, an all-star comedy cast, no question about it, ensemble. It's an amazing group.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, as talented as all of you are, one of the things I think that's impressed me most about the show is that the writing is so incredibly smart. It would be easy to take as talented a group as you all are and work into some cliche type situations, but that really isn't the way this works. I mean, one of the things that I've really been impressed about Hold the Sunset is that the writing is sharp.
It really is. I know. I'm glad you're picking up on that, because that's what I first read. You know, they offered me the role and they sent me the script, and I read it and I thought, this is real quality writing, beautifully nuanced, and yet it is very accessible, very relatable, very much the kind of thing that, you know, the holy grail of British television is the BBC One sitcom.
Sure.
Well, you know, it's very hard to write that BBC One sitcom. People want to write the BBC Two sitcom, because the BBC Two sitcom can be, you know, rude, or, you know, it can be edgy, it can be a lot of things like that, which in many ways are easier to write comedically. So here I read the script, I thought, this is very close to the Holy Grail. Let's see what happens when we play it. And it played beautifully. It really did. It's beautifully directed by Sandy Johnson. Fabulous actors, as we've already said. And I thought, yeah, this script is a rare beast. And yet, you know, it's a bit like The Swan, because it doesn't look as if it's hard to write. It doesn't look as if, you know, it looks like it's just been sitting on your radio, on your television and, station forever. It feels almost familiar. And yet it isn't. It's very fresh and very new, and a wonderful combination of the classic with the modern.
Well, and I think the other thing with the writing, and obviously the directing follows in there, when you've got such a talented group of actors, I think the writers are inspired to want not to let them down.
Yeah, I think that's true. I certainly feel that myself as a writer. You know, you do want to impress your actors and make them feel they've got something to chew on. You know, nothing's going to depress an actor more than not being asked to perform something that has an element of challenge in it, and, you know, and asks them to reach into their best performance toolbox. But I think that's right. But you know, like all these things, they are it's a very mysterious cocktail, isn't it? You know, it starts with the writing, but then it goes into the casting, and then it goes into the playing and the production itself, and then it goes into the edit. And none of us really understand or know how to legislate for that. There is no formula. And in this case, I think it has just simply worked. And I think part of that is down to the fact that the team are very senior who make this show. You know, I mean, you know, Humphrey Barclay, producer, and John are both in their late 70s. Moira Williams, who is the writer, co-writer, script editor with Charles McEwan. She's in her mid-70s. Charles McEwan is in his mid-70s. Anne Reed is in her 80s. You know, they're a senior, seasoned, experienced bunch of people with a lot to give. And a lot for us young pups to learn.
Joanna and I will be right back after this from HelloFresh. Hey, everybody. I know that you guys are like us, my wife and I. Your schedules are slammed. You get home. You rummage around the refrigerator, try to find something for dinner. Usually, it's not very tasty, and more often than that, it's probably not that healthy either. Or you make the other mistake, which is to go ahead and call your favorite delivery service to bring something. Again, not necessarily healthy, usually gets there, it's cold, and not necessarily cost-effective either. That has to stop, and it stopped in my house about 2 weeks ago when I discovered HelloFresh. Now, what is HelloFresh? Well, let me tell you what HelloFresh is. It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can cook, eat, and enjoy dinner again. That's right, enjoy dinner again. Concept that is, huh? Well, look, they've got three meal plans to choose from, the classic, the veggie, and the family. Now, you guys know I'm a vegetarian. I chose the veggie plan. I got to tell you, my first meal was amazing. Easy peasy ravioli gratin with spinach, thyme, and Parmesan breadcrumbs. I got to tell you, just when you thought pasta night couldn't get any better, HelloFresh's chefs doubled down on the spinach. That's right. That wonderful leafy vegetable was stuffed into every one of those tiny raviolis. And I'm telling you right now, you know, it's a killer dish, no question about it. But the star of this dish is the crunchy and gooey combination of the panko breadcrumbs and the creamy Parmesan cheese. How about that? Can't recommend the easy peasy ravioli gratin anymore, man. It is absolutely phenomenal. My wife and I had fun cooking it. Took less than 30 minutes, and we were sitting down to a proper dinner. How about that? Both healthy and tasty. Well, look, each box that comes from HelloFresh is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and highly rated trusted sources. You know, they make family dinners fuss-free. HelloFresh tackles even the picky eaters and kid-tested situations with their approved family plan recipes. So, you know, don't have to worry about that either. You can rediscover how much fun it is to cook again, you know, as dinner gets easier because of HelloFresh. Now, you can feel confident when cooking HelloFresh that the recipes are easily done. All right. They come on an outlined, pictured step-by-step instruction card. You can't get any simpler than that. There's also a global eats option for those who want to try, you know, some international dishes and bring home some, you know, interesting dishes that you may not have tried before. All right. So that's kind of fun too. By all means, check out that global option. You can enjoy the fact that you do not have to plan for dinner anymore. You can spend less money on takeout and, frankly, spend less time, you know, shopping each week. So it's convenient and it's not a chore anymore. All right. And again, it's delivered right to your door in recyclable insulated packaging, which, of course, is fantastic. Keeps everything fresh. There's a lot of one-pot recipes for those seriously speedy cooks. And trust me, folks, when I tell you, there's minimal cleaning up. Cooking becomes something you actually want to do when you get home from work. And I can tell you from my own experience, my wife and I enjoy the fact that it's right there. All we have to do is just pick out the packs and just begin the process and make it every night. It's very simple. We can sit down, as I said before, have a proper dinner, and it takes less than a little, you know, right around a half an hour. So you can spend a lot less time doing that and spend a lot more time doing what you want to do, which frankly is watching some of the wonderful shows we talk about right here on Stream On. Now, I've got a special deal for you, okay? Here's the special deal for Stream On listeners. For a total of $60 off, that's right, $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. That's HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. Enter my personal promo code, which is STREAMON60 for that deal, all right? Again, the deal is getting $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. Go to HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. Enter my promo code, STREAMON60, and you get that deal, you know? It's like receiving six meals for free or up to 50% off your first three boxes. So join me in enjoying dinner again by subscribing to HelloFresh and get that wonderful deal at the same time. All right. Thanks, HelloFresh. More with Joanna Scanlon on Hold the Sunset. It's funny. Ken Levine, who's a very dear friend of mine who wrote for MASH and then obviously for Cheers and Frasier and on, Ken said to me once that it was so much easier to write drama than it is to write quality comedy. Because being funny is not easy. And I think that, you know, what you guys have proved in Hold the Summer is that it's not easy, but when it's done right, it's done, you know, superbly.
Yeah, it is. And it's not easy. And it takes time, you know, it's like a good wine. It does take time to mature. You can't rush it. And you have to let things sit and have their own kind of integrity, if you like. That's what makes it really work.
You know, one of the things I think that we are enjoying here, watching BritBox in the United States and watching some of the outstanding programming that they bring, is what Hold the Sun proves, and that is that in 6 or 8 or 12, you know, depending upon the series, installments that you get, that quality does sometimes rule over quantity. You know, we're used to getting 17 or 22 shows a year. But when you get 8 or 12, what it does is it wants you, you're like having a piece of cake, but wanting more.
You
have to wait till that, you know, till the next cake is baked, because you only get 6 or you only get 8 or you only get 12 at a time. And I think that, you know, is something that BritBox and BBC and ITV and has brought out in the audience. And the great thing about it is, you know, with Hold the Sunset and the streaming service, you're getting a bunch of young viewers who are starting to really understand and embrace British comedy. That when, you know, I was young, which was, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, we only got to see very, very seldomly. We really didn't get to see it much. And by the time it did, I think the first one I saw was Are You Being Served? And I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know, under the circumstances, we're now being given a chance to literally see British comedy in real time, which is such a treat.
I think, there's a lot more exchange in our global universe now. Mm-hmm. And we on the other side of the pond, we were exactly the same, waiting. You know, I remember watching soap and shows like that, which came through very rarely, and we would watch them. And now we have got much more of an exchange, and something like BritBox is a wonderful way to have a kind of quality control going on, because they're not going to put shows in there that don't, you know, don't warrant being seen by a wider audience. Mm-hmm. And the economies of scale for us in the UK have never worked to make more than 6 episodes at a time, usually. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you get 2 series quite close together and it becomes 12, but that's just, you've always done things in the US on a bigger scale. And but we have the kind of fineness, if you like, the sort of refinedness of making things at a smaller scale. And there's fabulous craftsmanship that's gone into that, which, as you say, you know, American audiences are hungry for.
Right. When you watch television, what do you like to watch?
Well, I watch a lot of documentaries, you know, and I think a part of why I do that is because as a writer, I'm always looking for real life, you know, for stories, for what's going on in the world. And I also watch a lot of nature programs. Within that, I really love a good nature program, and that, you know, that's something that you can't get access to. In terms of comedy itself, I watch a lot of American stuff. So I adore Transparent. I think that is a really fabulous show, and there are a few others of that genre and quality that I really enjoy. And drama, I love Line of Duty and Happy Valley, and, you know, shows like that, which are really great police dramas with often with great women actors who are at the center of them.
Well, you've been involved in some pretty good police dramas yourself.
Indeed, yeah, indeed. I'm lucky enough to play Vivian Deering for Paul Abbott, and you know that is she's an absolute miraculous character, who you know everybody wants to have a T-shirt saying "When I grow up, I want to be Viv Deering," because she almost solves the problems that most of us in our very relativist world struggle with. She knows the difference between right and wrong, and she knows how to get it.
She's a force of nature.
And she is an absolute force of nature, yeah. And she's a role model. She is a role model. I wish I could, you know, I aspire to her confidence and her ability to just cut the crap as much as the next man.
Yeah, she gets right to the point. So we're obviously post the sunset. We've spoken about. What are some of the projects you're working on, and some of the places that we can see you, and some of the things that you'll be doing in the coming, you know, months that those of us who are fans of yours can follow you on?
Well, we have the new season of Hold the Sunset, which we're just about to start filming. Mm-hmm. I've completed the new season for No Offense, which is coming out in September.
Cool.
I'm carrying on writing as well with some new ideas and some new projects. So it's going to be busy.
So fingers crossed, you'll be someone who will be seeing quite a bit of on BritBox for 2018, 2019, and hopefully far beyond.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really hope so. But I feel privileged and proud to be part of, class of 2018 BritBox, because there's some great, great shows there.
Well, it's been a treat chatting with you, and thanks so much. Don't be a stranger. Come back anytime. We're more than happy to chat with you, and more than happy to talk with you about any project that you're involved in, because, again, a big fan of what you do, and you're a very versatile, very talented woman, and someone who, frankly, I've been a fan of for quite a while. Enjoy you on Hold the Sunset, and just about everything else you do. And like I said, the police aspect of it, yeah, absolutely, a very ballsy lady in that.
Yeah,
role.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jim. I'll be back anytime you want to ask me. It's great to be here, and thanks for talking.
Many thanks to Joanna Scanlon from Hold the Sunset. We'll be watching on BritBox this week. Now, more of Stream On after this from HelloFresh.
Hey, everybody. You know, earlier I told you about HelloFresh and how I'm hooked. Well, I got my neighbors hooked on it, too. They have kids. And now the kids want to make dinner for mom and dad. That's a pretty cool deal. I'll tell you what, it's fun because HelloFresh makes it fun. And I know my wife and I enjoy talking as we prepare dinner. And I know that, as I said before, my neighbors, they're having a lot of fun with it. Their kids are having a lot of fun with it. Why? Because you can make an outstanding dinner that is both incredibly tasty and extremely healthy in around 30 minutes or less. How about that? You can choose from three plans. They got the classic plan, the family plan, and the veggie plan. Each box is made of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms that are the highest rated in their field. Now, as I told you before, I picked the veggie menu. And this time, I'm going to tell you about something that really was a big hit. Chickpea Tingo Tacos. That's right. Chickpea Tingo Tacos. It's like taking the traditional meat-based taco recipe and turning it into something that's completely veggie-friendly. But I'm going to tell you, it's just as satisfying as the meat-based taco, if not better, to be quite frank with you. Okay? Now, it uses chickpeas as the main source of protein, and they become more healthy when you simmer them in the warmly spiced tomato sauce, okay? Just stir in that tomato sauce with those chickpeas. The aroma alone makes you want to just grab your spoon and start dipping in there, but don't do that. Wait till you finish the whole thing. Take your chickpeas, pour that sauce into the taco, okay? And then, I'm telling you, here's the good part. You add on the toppings like the poblano pepper, the pickled shallots, and a healthy amount of Monterey Jack cheese. That's right. Just throw that Monterey Jack cheese on. It melts down over it. I'm telling you, folks, you don't have to be a vegetarian to enjoy this. You could use this for Meatless Monday. I mean, it's fantastic. My wife and I both got two tacos out of it. That, my friends, is a good dinner without question. Look, it's easy. It's fun. It's perfect for anyone who has a busy schedule like us, but still wants to eat healthy and eat something they love to enjoy, okay? HelloFresh meals come with ingredients pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. There's pictures, the whole 10 yards. It's very simple, which is why, as I said before, my neighbor's children want to do it and make dinner for their parents. They can easily do it. It's so simple, all right? Now, as I said earlier, you're not going to spend all night in the kitchen, okay, because the recipes take 30 minutes or less. They're delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging, so you know that each one of your meals is always going to be kept fresh. Now, spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week. Get that time back. Use that time to watch some of the shows we talked about right here on Stream On, okay? You get it back. Get out of the recipe rut. Start cooking outside your comfort zone and discover new delicious recipes in each week's box. Get delicious, filling meals that are delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving. That's right, $10 per serving, plus you get free shipping, all right? Now, I've got a deal for you, so please pay attention, right? Here's what you're going to get. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, here's what I want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com, that's HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. Enter my promo code, StreamOn60. And you'll get the deal, all right? So visit HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. That's HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. Enter my promo code, StreamOn60, and you get the deal. Yep. It's like receiving six meals for free or up to 50% off of three boxes. Hey, look, folks, you got to take advantage of that deal, all right? My wife, my neighbors, everybody loves it. Join the HelloFresh army as we have, all right? So be sure to take care of that deal. Take advantage of it. Enjoy it. As I said before, go to HelloFresh.com/StreamOn60. Use my promo code StreamOn60 and get that deal today. As I said before, it's like getting six meals for free or up to 50% off of three boxes. Do it today. Thanks, HelloFresh. Welcome back, everybody. You know, if you have not yet subscribed to our podcast, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, we certainly make it easy to do. It is free. You can go to the iTunes store because we are very happy to be part of the Apple Podcast family. You can go to Google Play. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. Or if you prefer apps, well, we got them for you. Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, and of course, Spotify, as well as YouTube. So there you go. Nine places to find us and more, frankly. All you have to do is search Stream On with Jim Williams. Hit the favorite button, and each week you're going to get a new edition of the podcast sent directly to your phone, to your tablet, or to both, okay? So please do that for us. Greatly appreciated. Okay, what are we going to binge watch? Well, Netflix has BoJack Horseman, a new season. A lot of you out there love the show. It is very funny, and I strongly suggest you take a look at it. Showtime, one of our favorite shows, is back, Shameless. Be sure to check it out. And season two on HBO of The Deuce, another outstanding, outstanding show. One other quick note, our dear friends at DAZN launches in the United States this week. So by all means, check out DAZN. It's DAZN Sports. Definitely, if you're a boxing fan, you're going to love it. And, of course, they're also into combat sports as well. So boxing fan, combat sport fan, got to be a DAZN fan. Okay, so check out DAZN. And last but certainly not least, by all means, remember that this week, September 12th, was the debut of BritBox's new John Cleese sitcom, Hold the Sunset. Many thanks to our guest, Joanna Scanlon, who is from the cast. She joins us to talk about Hold the Sunset. We thank Joanna for coming on and chatting with us about that. Next week, it's our friends at Broadway HD. That's right, Stuart Lane and Bonnie Comley will join us. You don't want to miss that. They always take us behind the scenes of what's going on The Great White Way and all the new stuff that you can stream on Broadway HD. So join us next week as Stuart and Bonnie drop by. That's always a lot of fun. Promotional consideration for Stream On comes from Sling TV, our official streaming service. They offer the best in news, as well as sports and lifestyle, entertainment, all types of different programming. They are the best cord-cutting service out there, most cost-effective, and certainly they offer the most languages. So check out sling.com for a 7-day trial. That's sling.com for a 7-day trial. Now, if you have need for equipment, such as streaming sticks or the latest in streaming boxes, then by all means, go to our pals at Boom Media. They have it all for you. And if they don't have what you want, they'll customize something for you. All right, so visit them today. Visit Boom Media. That's boommedia.org, boommedia.org. Okay, they'll take care of all your streaming needs without question. Okay, until next week, for the staff here at Stream On, I'm Jim Williams, wishing you a very safe and happy week. Take care now.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift to my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Here's how to play Sip, Peel, Win at Dunkin'. Just sip, peel, win.
I want a doormat.
Look more closely.
I want a dog mat?
Put on your reading glasses.
I want a donut.
There you go. Enjoy a large or extra large coffee for your chance to win from millions of prizes, like JetBlue travel certificates, Fandango movie tickets, or Fanatics gear. Just sip, peel, win at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. No purchase necessary. 13 plus ends 10-15-18 or while supplies last. For game, peace, and official rules, visit sippeelwin.com.